This podcast is brought to you by Pastime Agency, where innovation meets efficiency. At Pastime Agency, we empower businesses to unlock their full potential through intelligent automation, turning complex workflows into seamless AI-driven success stories. To start building your success story together, reach out via email to contact@pastime.agency.
Before we dive into the podcast, please note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Past performance does not guarantee future results. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions. Investing in financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions.
Let's dive into the latest market movements. Over the past 24 hours, we've seen some significant shifts in major currency pairs. The EURUSD has been particularly interesting, with a recent move up to 1.0819, but now it's showing signs of a downward wave towards 1.060. Meanwhile, geopolitical tensions, especially between the US and China, continue to influence market sentiment.
Indeed, and central banks have been in the spotlight. The ECB's recent comments have supported the euro, while the Fed's stance on interest rates remains a key driver for the dollar. Economic indicators like GDP and inflation data are also crucial for understanding currency movements. For instance, the recent GDP figures from the US have shown resilience, which could impact the dollar's strength.
That's right. Market sentiment indicators are showing a mixed picture, with risk appetite varying across different asset classes. This volatility is creating opportunities for traders who can navigate these shifts effectively. Technically, we're seeing some fascinating patterns. The EURUSD is currently testing its upper boundary of the price envelope, and we expect a correction towards the central line at 1.060. The RSI is indicating a potential overbought condition, which supports this downward move.
Meanwhile, the USD/JPY has been on an upward trend, reaching 115.17 before correcting down to 148.44. The technical indicators suggest further growth towards 152.60, driven by strong momentum indicators like the MACD.
The EURUSD is currently positioned near 1.819, with a key driver being the ECB's monetary policy stance. It's closely correlated with European equities and bonds. Institutional positioning data shows a slight bias towards long positions, but volatility analysis is a caution due to potential false breakouts.
The GBP/USD is trading around 1.2906, influenced by UK economic data and Brexit developments. It's correlated with UK equities and gilts. Volatility is moderate, with institutional investors holding mixed positions.
The US/JPY is near 1.517, driven by interest rate differentials and Japanese economic indicators. It's closely tied to Japanese equities and bonds. Volatility is high due to geopolitical factors, with institutions favoring long positions.
The USD/CHF is stable around 0.930, influenced by Swiss economic data and safe haven demand. It's correlated with gold and Swiss bonds. Institutional positioning is neutral, with low volatility.
The AUD/USD is trading at 0.635, impacted by commodity prices and Australian economic indicators. It's closely tied to iron ore and coal prices. Volatility is moderate, with institutions holding short positions.
The USD CAD is near 1.4312, driven by oil prices and Canadian economic data. It's correlated with crude oil and Canadian bonds. Institutional positioning is mixed, with moderate volatility.
The NZD USD is stable around 0.620, influenced by dairy prices and New Zealand economic indicators. It's correlated with agricultural commodities. Volatility is low, with institutions holding neutral positions. For EURUSD, we recommend a short position at 1.0750, with a stop loss at 1.850, and a take profit at 1.060. The risk-reward ratio is favorable, but this trade is medium confidence due to potential false breakouts.
For GBPUSD, consider a long position at 1.280, with a stop loss at 1.270, and a take profit at 1.3. This trade has a high confidence level, given the supportive economic data.
For USJPY, we suggest a long position at 149.50 with a stop loss at 148.50 and a take profit at 152.60. This trade has a high confidence level due to strong momentum indicators.
For USDCHF, a neutral stance is recommended due to low volatility and mixed institutional positioning.
For AUDUSD, consider a short position at 0.630 with a stop loss at 0.640 and a take profit at 0.6060. This trade has a medium confidence level due to commodity price volatility.
For USD CAD, a long position at 1.4440 with a stop loss at 1.430 and a take profit at 1.4728 is recommended. This trade has a medium confidence level, influenced by oil price movements.
For NZD USD, a neutral stance is advised due to low volatility and stable economic conditions.
Upcoming events include the Fed's interest rate decision and key economic indicators like GDP and inflation data. These could significantly impact currency pairs. Additionally, geopolitical tensions remain a risk factor, especially in regions like the Middle East and Eastern Europe.
Technically, key levels to watch include support at 1.06 numbered for EUR USD and resistance at 152.60 for USD JPY. Breakouts or breakdowns at these levels could trigger significant moves. Thanks for tuning in to the Forex section of the Money Mosaic. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning for more Forex analysis and a portfolio update. We'll dive deeper into how these trends are shaping your investments.
Indeed, and remember, risk management is key. Always set those stop losses and monitor your positions closely. See you tomorrow.